B. Synthetic diamonds. Although laboratory-made diamonds have been used in machinery and cutting tools for decades, they have rarely been used for jewelry. That may be changing, however. Some laboratories have even succeeded in producing type 2A diamonds, the purest category. This is significant, as only a very small percentage of all naturally mined diamonds are type 2A. The new high-quality synthetic diamonds are chemically identical to their natural counterparts, and they are now challenging natural diamonds for a share of the consumer jewelry market. Quality, though, is not the only factor attracting consumers to synthetic diamonds. Mining for natural diamonds has a reputation for oppressive working conditions and environmental unsustainability. Synthetic diamond manufacturers claim their production methods avoid labor concerns and result in fewer carbon dioxide emissions than mining. However, closing diamond mines could have detrimental effects on local communities. In some developing nations, diamond mines are one of the few means of employment. Therefore, some people argue that it is better to improve pay and conditions for miners than to take away their jobs. Efforts have been made by diamond mining companies to address environmental concerns. In response to pressure from environmental groups, some diamond mining companies have adopted carbon capture technology with the aim of becoming carbon neutral.
Questions. Number 13. What do we learn about synthetic diamonds? Number 14. What is one way some diamond mining companies are trying to improve their practices?